Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 1027, this is the Hot 1027 Drive on a Thursday afternoon. It is time for us to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. And it is Child Protection Week, Tony. And as you know, children face unimaginable trauma due to abuse here in South Africa. And while reporting the crime is the first brave step towards justice, the journey that follows can be deeply overwhelming, especially for kids, as the legal system is so complex, intimidating, and not designed for the emotional needs of kids.
One can consider that without special support, these children risk being re-traumatized. So what we've done is send Tara Penny out into the field, out of the studios, you know, being Child Protection Week. And Tara right now is actually at the Teddy Bear Foundation in Parktown.
Tony, Pat, lovely talking to you, especially during Child Protection Week, which is so important. I'm actually standing here in a mock courtroom at the Teddy Bear Clinic in Parktown with the director of the Teddy Bear Clinic, Dr. Shahida Omar. She has been, for decades, she has been an advocate for children's voices. She's been helping children tell their stories in a confident way and to really get the justice that is so often denied to so many. Dr. Omar, pleasure talking to you and thank you for having us here.
Thank you, and it's a great pleasure to have you here.
So if you could just tell us a little bit about the Teddy Bear Clinic, how it was founded and why.
So the Teddy Bear Clinic was founded in 1986. It was in response to the lack of services specialized for child victims of abuse. And as a result, the medical clinic started attending to child victims of abuse, physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, purposeful neglect. And it grew into the child trafficking and child sex offenders, children who have been sexually aggressive towards other children. And these are children, hurt others. I think that's important to understand that both victims and victimizers are actually victims. And in response to that, we adopted an ecological framework, realizing that that's the only way to go. Working on a micro level with victims directly, with their families, within the neighborhoods, the school environment, and bringing in on a macro level, amending policy and legislation where it's been in violation of enshrining children's constitutional rights. So we've been to the highest court in the land, the Constitutional Court, where policies have been amended in favor of promoting children's rights. But the Teddy Bear Clinic provides a holistic, integrated, comprehensive approach to healing victims of child abuse and their families. So we also work with gender-based violence because children are often part of the equation. There's a strong correlation where adults are engaging in domestic violence, inflicting violence on their partners. Children are often used as pawns. We are seeing maternal filicide, paternal filicide, but we're also seeing children then perpetuating the cycle of intergenerational violence where children are acting out on other children. And often the question asked is, like, how can a child beat another child or sexually abuse another child? Children are, you know, a reflection or a microcosm of society reflecting or mirroring what they've been subjected to and exposed to.
This mock courtroom is designed to demystify the court process. Can you just take me through how this prepares a child for their court case?
So children, when they've been violated, they've been abused. Obviously, there's the lack of trust, the feelings of betrayal, loss of control, feeling powerless, defenseless, and they come in with such high levels of anxiety, not knowing what to anticipate or expect. Making children aware, familiarizing them with the different role players in the courtroom, but at the same time, making the child understand that he or she also has rights, that it's okay to say, I don't know, I cannot remember. There's no right or wrong answer, but the importance is of distinguishing between a truth and a lie. You know, once they've entered this program, we find that the levels of anxiety are decreased, and we hand out teddy bears. So it's not teddies, it's little dog puppies that are soft, furry, and cuddly. as part of the canine therapy program, where dogs are brought into the courtroom and children get an opportunity even to stroke and engage with the dogs, with the dog handler. When you touch or stroke a furry object, it releases the oxytocin levels and reduces the cortisol levels, the stress hormones. We're trying to relax the child, to enhance the child's ability to be competent and testify competently.
And just speaking to that comfort, the bringing the dogs into the courtroom, Pat and Tony, they've actually even designed outfits for these dogs. So one of the dogs will be dressed as the magistrate. Another one will be dressed as a prosecutor. So it really takes the mystery out of the process.
With children being more competent in testifying, the conviction has certainly improved. And I think perpetrators are being held accountable and being brought to book. So this program is not a nice to have, it's a must have for every child that enters the criminal justice system.
Do we win the fight unless we tackle things like intergenerational violence, like the source of some of these major problems that we have?
One has to consider unemployment, poverty, dysfunctional families, child-headed households, single-parent households, and of course, substance abuse, where there's alcohol and drugging, and domestic violence, culture of violence. And of course, we cannot forget the online exposure, the advent of technology, where we are finding that it's impacting on their behavioral repertoire. The vision of Teddy Bear Foundation is child abuse no more. We want to see ourselves out of a job, a nation where children can play freely and there's implicit protection for each and every child. But we need to go back to the basics and embrace the spirit of Ubuntu. The philosophy of Teddy Bear Foundation is children are born, but champions are made.
As you know, Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, we are happy to inform you that in honor of Child Protection Week, we will be covering the cost of the program for 1 month, all to the value of 30,000 rand.
Wow, yay, hallelujah, amen. I don't know what else to say. This is brilliant. We're so grateful. Thank you so much, Hot Guest.
Dr. Omar, it's the kind of service that we never hope to need, but we're very grateful that you're here looking after children that would otherwise not have a voice. And on behalf of every Hot 1027 listener, we want to thank you for what you do, but we also would like to show our support for you.
I cannot say thank you many times. Siyabonga, siyaliboga. And I think just to share this information with the people that work on the ground, I just have to say they'll be elated that we're getting this level of support, and we really appreciate and value this great, great support. Thank you.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.